Let's just not start off in a negative mood, I tell you.
I know this guy from somewhere.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin.
Morning, Jay. How are you doing?
Good morning, Jay.
Love your show, Jay. It's really great to listen to you.
And I appreciate what you do on the radio.
Jay Marvin.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Hey, good morning, good morning. Other good news coming out of the news this week. Zagat survey put Frontier among the best small airlines to fly. Economy class, mid-sized character. Carriers. I like Frontier, so I'll give them an okay. Big thumbs up. All right. Deals this holiday season. We'll talk more about Black Friday rapidly fading to black, I guess. Rapidly fading. Shopaholic. You know what? I'm kind of comforted. I know that two-thirds of us drive the economy by shopping till we drop. But somehow I am grateful that we're not. You know, I'm just grateful that we are showing some restraint, aren't you? I am. I don't know. Maybe that's not fashionable. And I don't know what we do about the auto industry. Does anybody have any ideas? Because I don't know. I like driving fuel-efficient cars that last 300,000 miles, theoretically speaking, because mine only has 60,000 miles on it. I know, don't laugh. I take the bus, and I work close to where I live if I can help it. That's just how I am. I think it's because I'm absent-minded, and if I listen to too much talk radio, I could run off the road. 303-713-7600, especially when I'm listening to, say, pinheaded Rush Limbaugh or the really, truly demented Sean Hannity. Wow, can you believe, you know, they are just so... I guess there are certain talk show hosts that are still going, is Barack Obama's birth certificate really real? Oh, please get over yourself. Go away. What a sad, tired, dead horse that is to beat. All right, I have a nice note from Jim Ball. It is Thanksgiving. So at the Thanksgiving table, obviously we wander a bit, but we also talk about topics that may be on your mind. So if I'm not bringing anything up at the dinner table that you want to talk about, please feel free to give Mike Rotolo a call, 303-713-7600. He'll patch you through. We've got chat going on Gmail. We'll be able to bring you right up. So I would love to hear, A, what you're cooking, B, what's on your mind. Are you mad at Obama? If you're farther to the left than I am, are you mad at Obama for any of his appointments? Because I'm not mad about Robert Gates. I'm cautiously optimistic about Robert Gates, and I'm cautiously optimistic about Hillary Rodham Clinton, but I thought that would be a good idea months ago. I really did, back when I wanted her to stop running against him when she had no hope of winning. So, I don't know. I'm glad. And I'm glad Bill finally ponied up and agreed to give up some stuff. 303-713-7600. Now, here's what I would like to talk to you. Here's a very nice note, rather, from Jim Ball, and I'd like to share it with you because he figured out the name of that bird I was telling my sister about with the wings near his head. Somehow, from my description, he got what bird it is. And now I'll feel virtuous because when I walk Pedro a little later this morning, I'll be able to say, look, Pedro, there's a hooded merganser. And I hope I'm pronouncing it right. I hope it's not merganser. But hooded merganser. I've got to check off. I'm going to check it off right now live on the radio, avianweb.com, and see if it is actually the bird that I was thinking of. It is! It's perfect! It is the exact bird. The exact bird. It's apparently a duck. A small-sized duck and the only member of the genus Lophodides. The hooded merganser is, oh, it's so cute. They have a crest. That's what I was looking for, the word I was looking for. The crest on the back of the head that can be expanded or contracted. I must see them when they're always expanded because they look like they have little wings to the side of their head. In the adult males, the crest has a large white patch. The head is black. Its sides are reddish brown. All true. The adult female has a reddish crest with much of the rest of its head and a body a grayish brown. The hooded merganser has a sawbill but is not classified as a typical merganser. They like swamps and wooded ponds in the northern half of the United States. That fits. Or southern Canada. They prefer to nest in tree cavity. That makes a lot of sense. But they will use wood duck nesting boxes if available and unoccupied. This is a great website. It'll even show you how to build a nesting box should you want one. And this is the kind of Colorado note that you always are grateful to get and why you live in Colorado, probably. What a treat to have you on the radio for Thanksgiving. It's like icing on my pumpkin pie or something, writes Jim in Conifer. Tried to call, but my time's a little crunch this morning, and he told me about the merganser. He says, I love it when my dogs do yoga, too. Actually, my cats do a pretty mean down dog as well. But you haven't lived until you've greeted the first thing in the morning by a downward-facing fox. One of our three local foxes was napping on my deck this morning when I got up. Anyway, wanted to say I'm thankful you're out there being our voice and keeping us light. Love your show. Have a great day. Thank you, Jim. What a sweet thing to write. And thanks, a hooded merganser. I've got to probably write that down because by the time I get home, I'll be going, hooded merganser. Okay, good. I'm going to tell Pedro all about it. And everyone I see probably in the park, I'm one of those loons that you see in the park. It goes, look, that's a hooded merganser. And people look at me like, go, wow, impossible geek. Yes, thank you, M, a possible geek. 303-713-7600. I'd love to talk to you about anything on your mind today. I have to tell you, I gave it a bit of short shrift before the break. More than 40,000 people showed up for those vegetables at the Miller family's farm in Well County near Platteville. That is, okay, 40,000 people. People need food. So if you've got any extra, give it away. The Obamas, you know what? This is the difference in a nutshell between George W. Bush and Barack Obama and his family. And here it is. George W. Bush came out and pardoned Pecan and Butternut, whatever his name is. Pecan and Butternut, and sent them off to Disneyland. And then he made no mention of the poor, the homeless, the sick among us, the people. You know, he talked about his mother, which was moving because his mother had a perforated ulcer. So, okay, I'm glad she's out. I'm glad Babs is out of the hospital, even though she's kind of a not my favorite person. But, you know, good. Now, does he mention the poor? Does he mention the homeless? Does he mention anybody less fortunate? Not that I recall. Really doesn't. What did the Obamas do? They went into action, as they do every year. They went down to a food bank. They took chickens. Because they want to teach their girls. My sister did this too. Every year we packed up stuff. We worked in a homeless shelter a couple of times, serving food to the homeless. You do these things because you want your children to be compassionate. You want the next generation to grow up having a heart as well as a brain. You want them to understand that making 50,000 times what somebody makes on a working line is not a noble goal. You know, aspire to make four times what the line person makes, maybe even 10. But 400? I don't know any executives, particularly the morons who have been running Wall Street and the morons who have been running the banks and the morons who have been running the auto industry in the United States of America, at least from American cars. Let's face it, they're idiots. And if you don't believe me, read Liar's Poker author Michael. This is not my day for last names. He wrote an excellent book called Liar's Poker about his days in the 80s working for Wall Street. And now he's written a new book, which is excerpted in Portfolio.com. I think Tom Friedman mentions it in his most excellent essay about some of these issues yesterday. And you know what? Although Tom Friedman annoyed me, it's like, I go into restaurants and I want to scream at people, go home and eat tuna fish. And whereupon I want to turn to Tom Friedman and go, how dare you tell me to go home and eat tuna fish? If you want to eat tuna fish at home, you go home. I'm spending my hard-earned dollars this way. Might be. But here's the thing. This guy writes a devastating example of just how stupid these people really were. They did not even understand the derivatives they were issuing. They knew they were building a pyramid on top of sand. They just didn't care. David in Denver, welcome to my Thanksgiving table. Good morning, and the J. Marvin Show.
Good morning. I like hearing you from time to time. I have to admit I'm more conservative, but
That's okay. Welcome to our Thanksgiving table all the more.
Well, I was out in the car earlier when you were talking about the terrorism in Bombay and we're going to have to, at some point, let our emotions stop taking over reality when it comes to dealing with Islam.
It's not Islam. Islam is not the problem. Terrorists are the problem.
Well, but I disagree.
I don't.
When you mentioned the Crusades, you mentioned the Crusades as being, you realize the Crusades were a response, R-E-S-O, you know, response, to the Islamic Jihad, the same Islamic Jihad that we
have
today.
So we crossed halfway across the world so that we could own a part of the world that we really weren't in anyway. Oh, okay,
well, no.
That was smart.
The Christians and Jews were in that Holy Land before Muhammad left, his armies left Arabia.
I understand that this is a younger religion, but my point was is that Christians will fight to the death as well, and Christians have perpetrated atrocities
but
as
still,
well.
Look what you're doing. You're just equivocating. You're making...
No, I'm not. Look, it's not the religion. Christianity in and of itself is not evil. The white supremacists who use Christianity as an excuse to promulgate hate are an abomination.
But in
Christianity
other words,
in and of itself is not. That's the distinction I'm making. You're trying to paint an entire religion as bad, which
no,
I'm sure is extremely insulting to every peaceful Islamic person on the face of the planet.
Reality. In other words, the Islamic Jihad has existed since the beginning
of
Islam.
You deal with reality, and Christian terrorists have since the reality, when they slaughtered people in Britain when they went in to take it over. The Romans weren't very nice conquerors, my friend.
You won't let
not
me
when
make
they were
my
pagans,
point.
And not when they were Christians. If you don't believe me, read Josephus.
You're not allowing me to even make a point. In other words, you admitted earlier that you don't know anything about Islam.
I did not say I didn't know anything. I said I didn't profess to be an expert.
Right. So there are plenty of experts today who are telling us what Islam teaches.
No, and you are incorrect to malign the entire brush. There are parts of the Bible that are vile.
I think the thing you have to separate
the thing you have to do is stop being bigoted. The thing you have to do is stop painting a big brush. Wait, let me just ask you a question. Do you really seriously believe that all billion people who believe in Allah are bad? Do you really believe that?
Make a point, Aaron.
Do you believe that?
The individual person that is a Muslim is not the problem. It's the doctrines of Islam that are the problem. In other words...
I won't accept that. What doctrine are you talking about, since you're such an expert?
The doctrine of the jihad.
Well, there's holy war in the Bible, too. They say that you should... Just war is described in the Bible.
The problem is that Muhammad created more of a political institution, and it's... The point is that its goal is to subjugate the entire world.
You don't think
under
the Roman
Islam.
Emperors were creating a hegemony,
Aaron,
to take over the entire planet?
You
don't think that was
compare.
You don't think that was jihad? Yeah, no, I am. I am actually.
But that's
I think people
fallacy.
Who want to terrorize people into submission are wrong. I don't care what religious beliefs they profess to believe in.
But
they are distorting the message.
The problem is that any time you look at Islam, The Quran cannot be in, like, people, like, you talk about homosexuality, and you like to say, oh, the Bible really isn't against that, because they have
this... I did not say that. You're not listening to me.
Well,
I said that it was written by people 5,000 years ago who were extremely ignorant at times.
Okay, so people like to erase those parts of the Bible or interpret them away.
Well, you can't beat me with a stick, my friend. Never, ever, 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 ever. And you can't hold slaves. Thank God Almighty we're free
Islam,
at last.
You can't interpret it away because it was dictated word for word to Muhammad
allegedly. You obviously don't understand Islam. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to invite my friend Jamal Rahman to come on the show tomorrow, if I can possibly get him on this holiday weekend, and straighten out what your misinterpretations of Islam are. Because you really need to, and you can call back. We'll break the once-a-week rule. You can call back, ask him all the questions you want to ask, since you're so worried about the religion being the cause of this.
You don't even probably realize one important thing. That under Islam, the Muslim is specifically authorized to lie to you, the infidel.
Oh, please go away. And you know what? You're supposed to, I'm not supposed to go to heaven according to Christians because I'm a Jew. And you know what? I don't accept that either. I think they're barbaric tenets to a lot of religions.
Well, they're not trying to blow you up.
Oh, they did. They have, and they will.
What, a
you know, Christians
years
have.
Ago?
Christians have no less than 1,000. Oh,
Aaron,
excuse me, the Holocaust. Please go away.
You don't have the right to destroy Western civilization with your naive.
And you don't
idea.
Have the right to be a bigoted jerk. But you can, you know, your Thanksgiving, whatever. But you don't have a right to be a bigoted person who's going to malign an entire a religious set of system of beliefs by distorting it by taking little slivers of the message that you want to use to promulgate hate. Okay? That's what I'm saying to you on this holiday weekend on this Thanksgiving Day. But David, feel free. Call back tomorrow when you have somebody maybe even more reasonable than I am in terms of listening to your spew, in terms of being able to straighten it out. Meanwhile, I'll bone up a little bit on Islam and try to straighten out a little bit of what you're talking about, because this is ignorant and this is wrong and it is bigoted. Allah also spoke of love and tolerance and just war and way and when it was, and they distort it, and that's what you don't understand. Just like some Christians will distort a lot of messages of the good news in the book and the older portions of the book. So, you know, it's all in the eyes of the beholder and the interpreter, my friend, and we all need to let go of the shackles of the past and live on in the future. Thank you. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in on the J. Marvin Show on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. It is 9:22. Hi. See, this is why a little knowledge is a dangerous thing. I mean, I, like David, know that, you know, Muhammad was a religious and a political leader. But, you know, when you delve into it, it's like 114 surahs or chapters can contain quite a few different kinds of things that you can cherry pick and make seem evil. Again, written by people thousands of years ago. You know, and yes, do I decry fundamentalists? Generally speaking, sure, of all stripes. But that's my particular background. Now, when you cross over into violence, you could be violating quite a bit of the written word of the Quran. You could be violating quite a bit of it. As a matter of fact, and his name escapes me at the moment, but the New Yorker just wrote a huge article a while back about this. I think he's in an Egyptian jail, and he has written a whole treatise recanting his previous ideals of using the Quran to interpret action calls to violence, and saying he misinterpreted it and he was wrong, and that Ayman al-Zawahiri, who hates what he writes and wants to oppose him, and has totally opposed him in terms of this, because now he says it should be used more for peaceful, and we misinterpreted it, and we used it, and we did not understand fully how close we were to be with God. You know, the Abrahamic faiths are three: Islam, Judaism, and Christianity. Actually, it was Judaism, Christianity, and then Islam were formed. And in its most respectful, and by the way, the conquest of Mecca, according to Wikipedia at least, was nearly bloodless. So he ruled over the Arabian Peninsula. And to say, oh, well, that's an excuse. Look, yes, some want to use and distort the Quran in order to enact jihad. But to say that, when are we going to wake up and realize Islam's the problem? What are you going to do, David? Have murder them? Make them recant? Make them convert? Make them believe like you no matter what? That's silly and wrong. You know, the vast preponderance of most peoples on this planet and their religious view are peaceful people who embrace the idea to love thy neighbor as thyself. We should all be grateful for that. Bill in Longmont, welcome to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. Good morning. Kind of getting feisty around my Thanksgiving table, Bill.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what happens when you regard as an expert on Islam Pastor John Hagee.
Was that Pastor John Hagee pretending to be David in Denver?
Oh, but that's...
No, I'm just kidding.
David is feeding at his trough, I think.
Oh, I think he's dining out on it, along with the other porcine beings, not to insult pigs, by the way.
Next time you get one of those callers that tells you about how homosexuality is an abomination in all these places in the Bible, ask them if they eat shellfish in violation
pork.
Of Leviticus 10:10.
Ask them if they eat their children, because God threatened to eat children too, make people eat children in Leviticus 2, as I recall. I know, it was part of my Torah portion. It's gross.
Right. You can, Leviticus 25:44 says you can buy slaves from the nations that are around us. Now, I don't know if Canadians are worth more than Mexicans, but, you know.
Yo!
I got a big problem, and you know me, I have a big problem with Leviticus 20:20. Says I can't approach the altar of God if I have a defect in my sight. I'm in big trouble.
You have to pull up close and personal to a screen, indeed.
Ask those callers if they've ever had to work on Saturday or Sunday. Exodus 35:2 says anybody works on the Sabbath is
Hey, I'm a girl. I could be enslaved. I could be beaten. I could be sold. I could be, you know, traded for favors and lodging. No, thanks. You know, no.
Look, I just love cafeteria Christians who only pick and choose the parts that that fit their own prejudices.
Well, and they're cherry picking Islam and trying to make it seem like it's a hateful religion, and it's not. You know, I mean, it's not. It is basically about love and about serving God and about trying to lead an ethical and moral life. Now, could I quibble with some of the tenets? Sure, particularly of the more conservative sects. But these terrorists in India, they may, you know, it's like, I don't know why we say, it's like, you know, have you ever noticed we always describe people, criminals like, oh, it was an African-American, it was a black criminal. And nobody ever says, it was a white guy who just robbed me. You know what I mean?
What, Tim McVeigh and blew up the building in Oklahoma City.
A Christian terrorist, a military terrorist.
I mean, you know.
An army terrorist. What do you want to call it? I mean, you know, there are army guys these days. Lisette Alvarez just wrote a big story in the Times about how wife beating and murdering is still going on in the U.S. military. Am I going to say all military are wife beaters? No.
Exactly. Well, this is our first empty nest Thanksgiving, Aaron.
Is it?
One daughter's up there in Washington, and the other one is having dinner with her boyfriend's family, and so just for the first time.
Oh, man, how's that going to – who are you going to throw a drumstick at?
Oh, probably each other.
Okay. You could have a drumstick war.
We can.
You could have a sword fight with drumsticks.
I'm thankful for people like – my thoughts today are with people like George W. Bush and Marilyn Musgrave and Dino Rossi. They can have – Thanksgiving dinner with their families, not burdened with the thought of having to be another year or so of public service, you know?
Yeah, and I won't even ask them to eat crow instead of turkey.
Very true. Well, you and Pedro have a wonderful Thanksgiving. And
thank you. We will. We'll skip and go look at those mergansers, those hooded mergansers, those little birds that are flying near my house and swimming. Thank you so much for your call. I really appreciate it, Bill. Always good. And I'm going to try for Jamal Rahman, I promise, because David in Denver and Bill in Parker, I believe it was, these issues cannot go undressed. You really need to understand that the Islam in and of itself is not inherently evil. That's just bigoted and wrong to say. I believe that. I do apologize for calling you a jerk, though, but I probably would have done it at a Thanksgiving table, too. 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart, missing my mark a bit, but happy to be filling in. It's Ron in Littleton coming up after the break. 303-713-7600. This is the Aaron Hart version of the J. Marvin Show on Colorado's Progressive Talk. Hi, this is Aaron Hart on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. I'm going to definitely try for Jamal Rahman, a friend of mine who is a Muslim and who is certainly part of the interfaith community up here where I live. And if you all have any suggestions, I'm happy to talk to any imam who wants to speak to the misinterpretations of Islam and its peaceful nature. And I'll also hunt for my New Yorker, although I think I recycled it and gave it to a friend already. But there have been some fabulous writings about how Islam is starting to get some very strong voices saying, this is not Islam. Cut it out. This is not the way of the world. We should not be doing this. And we'll have a guest tomorrow, my rabbi, actually, has written a book called Good God, Religion for the Rest of Us. And we'll be talking to him, too. I'm very proud of his work and proud that he's doing that. And one of the things he always says is we should strive to be, as Lincoln said, on God's side. Not to try to interpret what we think God wants, because we're fallible, extremely fallible, and human, and we don't know. So, you know, unfortunately, Mikey, I lost my chat, so I need to ask. Oh, there we go. Ron in Littleton. Hi, Ron. Welcome to AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. Hey, we'll get it handled.
Hey, how you doing, Aaron?
Welcome to the Thanksgiving table at 9:33. Good morning.
You were I was going to mention about automobiles, but first, you're talking about Islam and everything. Mm-hmm. And you know, we sort of celebrate a victory over Islam every day with our habits. Do you remember 1698, the European allies defeated the Turks at Vienna?
I don't remember that personally. No, Ron, I'm not sure what you're getting at.
But here's the thing.
Too clever for me, Ron. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
But you know how we celebrate that victory every day?
No.
We drink coffee.
Oh, you mean Turkish coffee. Oh, I see.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
That's how we discovered coffee, because when the Turks left the battlefield, they left tons and tons of coffee. And
bless
the Europeans had adapted it. And also, the French king, Louis XIV,
mm-hmm.
had his bakers make up a tasty little bun that we eat all the time here called a croissant.
Oh, yum, yum.
And you know
croissant?
How the croissant's shaped like?
A crescent.
Yeah.
Hey.
But
all right, well, I don't know whether that's victory or we just knew a delicious treat when we saw one, but hey, I'm happy to take it, whatever.
No, I'm just bringing that. But you're talking about cars and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any such thing as an American car and a foreign car anymore, because if you look at inside the
that's
parts.
That's a good point.
It's all interchangeable. You look at a GM car, mm-hmm. the engine's made in Brazil or Mexico, the transmission's made somewhere else. I have, for example, have a Volvo S40, 2001 Volvo S40.
Mm-hmm.
And when I need, and Volvo doesn't make the car anymore. Volvo strictly makes marine engines and diesel engines. They sold their automotive division to Ford, and Ford owns 40% of Nissan. You know where they make their Volvos anymore?
Uh-uh.
The Hague.
The Hague?
Yeah.
Really?
They have an assembly plant in The Hague.
No kidding.
Because if you look at the side door like I look where it was made.
Yes.
It's all Volvos are made in Holland. Plus, and the whatever they want to do, sometimes they will make a model that looks like the S40, and the with a change the gingerbread a lot, and it's a Nissan. Or it's one of these Mercury or Lincoln, the small Lincoln or Mercury.
So I don't have to feel guilty anymore. So should we bail out the auto industry or not?
I wouldn't say bail them out. I think there's got to be some changes made.
How about a bridge loan conditional to the fact that they make better products?
I think they should make better products. I mean, there was a show last night on PBS Frontline where they were... where General Motors has flopped,
mm-hmm.
continuously flopped, and it sort of lackadaisical about building an electrical car.
Yeah, maybe we should think it over. I know. I see, there's part of me that wants to be a Sharpie and a capitalist pig and say, let them eat cake and let them go under. And there's another part of me that goes, but it's our industry and it's a backbone. I don't know.
But the thing is, if there are going to be any changes, it should be from the top down. Get rid of a lot of these guys and marketers.
You know what they should do? Yeah, they should let the people on the line run the country for about 10 years. That'd get them better.
Hey, they didn't design the fins in the 50s or all that chrome. They just put it together.
Thank you very much for your call. I appreciate it. They do need more innovation. You're absolutely right about that. Thank you so much for your call. I appreciate it. Happy Thanksgiving. And thanks for reminding me that, croissants and coffee. That sounds really good. Preston in Denver, thank you for waiting, and welcome to AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, too.
Well, Ron's comments reminded me of an interesting book that just came out.
Hmm.
It's called All America, Travels Through America's Arab and Islamic Roots.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's fascinating, and it talks about how the music of the Doors and Dick Dale and was influenced by Arab musicians, and also buildings like the Citadel and the architecture of New Orleans and so many other places where...
Well, southern Spain was all about the influence of the Moors, too, and they certainly immigrated to this country and brought a lot of their ideas, too. Certainly the plazas in Spain and the New World are all about that.
Algebra, the math.
Algebra. I just passed algebra and got straight A's for the first time in my entire life. Ever.
Great.
Well, I mean, not straight A's. I meant straight A's in math.
Oh, great.
Yes.
Well, it's so sad to see how some people's perception of the faith have been so perverted by people with their own agendas.
Why do they malign the entire faith of the action of a few crazy people?
I think there are a couple things going on.
What?
First off, I think that people are being manipulated by DVDs like Obsession.
Yes.
They mailed out 20 million copies of that thing across the country, and it's
trying to get Barack Obama out. Yeah, I know. It was vile and terrifying. Yep.
And so, and there's information like Robert Spencer. He's a very authoritative sounding guy, but he's written like 4 or 5 books now, just smashing Islam. People, he's not being challenged ever, I don't think. Maybe once in a while by a caller, but not by a serious scholar who can pick apart his techniques of rhetoric. Also, I think there are some people in this country who want to believe this stuff. They don't really believe it in their heart of hearts, but maybe they're involved.
They need somebody to hate?
Yeah, and they also need to maybe justify the careers they're in. I mean, if they're part of the rendition programs or the NSA and these other institutions, if they're dropping bombs on Afghan wedding parties, they need to justify their destruction of those innocent lives. And so they dehumanize them, just like the Nazis did with the Jews. And it's really sad.
Well, I won't liken our troops to Nazis, and I do understand, you know, I disagree with many of my liberal brethren that we should be in Afghanistan. Not dropping bombs on wedding parties, let me hasten to add quickly. And part of the reason we are dropping bombs erroneously sometimes in Afghanistan is because we should have more manpower there to do things better. And more importantly, we're going to have to concentrate our billions of dollars, not only at home, but at restructuring some of these countries and helping them get back on their feet so that they don't depend on poppies to grow and they don't depend on violence and they do have schools for their girls. Because let me tell you something, when you educate women, and I don't care which country it is on earth, one study that I know is when you educate women and you bring them to the fore and you give them more power, every single time it improves the literacy, the GNP, everything of that nation goes up. And when, that ain't an accident, my friend.
And nor were the sanctions we imposed on Iraq, which killed 500,000 children and created all these waterborne diseases when we intentionally bombed their water and sewage treatment systems. I mean,
we have done things that we're going to have to repair the world for a very, very long time. I agree. Again, sanctions, I could understand the way they went about them. Not. And I don't know how we're going to. Do we need to have a huge top-down investigation? Do you agree with Obama that we need?
Yeah, we need a truth and reconciliation committee.
You want a commission like he does? Because I'm not sure I buy a commission.
I do. We need to not allow ourselves to be diverted by talk of doctrines of Islam. We need to look at the doctrine of the project of a new American century. The Carter Doctrine, which talked about the ways in which we're going to control oil in the region. Michael Clare, again, a serious scholar on geopolitics, wrote a book called Blood and Oil, and a documentary just came out.
Right.
And that's what we need. We need to distribute, you know, stuff to counter the obsession stuff. And I'd recommend the Media Education Foundation. They've got great stuff on foreign policy and also the ways in which our own children are being manipulated. And, anyway, Aaron, I didn't want to leave you on such a negative note on Thanksgiving.
That's okay. I
appreciate your courage and the work you do on the radio.
Thank you, my friend. And I appreciate you. Happy Thanksgiving, my friend. Let's be grateful for each other and say amen. It's 303-713-7600. We're going to join my friend Martha G. of BartCop. She runs the entertainment section of BartCop.com if you're looking for anything to laugh at, which we need. We're losing George Bush, and Sarah Palin's still been funny and crazy. Did you see that video of her standing before turkeys being whacked in back of her talking about how much fun she was having? That woman's a loon. I mean, that kind of loon. She shoots wildlife, doesn't she? Yeah, from a helicopter. How courageous is that? Not. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in on the J. Marvin Show on AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. Back with Martha G. of BartCop.com, coming right up on Jay's show here. And I'll say it out loud to you, too. Thanks to Mike Rotolo for working this morning and for rolling with it when we had to switch studios at lightning warp speed. And thanks to Tony McCullough, too. And thanks, KO, for the work as usual. And thanks to all of you for listening. 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for J. Marvin. And I'll be back tomorrow, too. And I'll try to get us a guest on Islam. And I will bone up on it, too, because I need to refresh my recollection on a number of things, including the pillars. And most of them have absolutely nothing to do with blowing up things in Mumbai, just in case you were wondering. We'll talk about all of this, though. 303-713-7600. Hi there, Martha G. of BartCop.com.
Good Good morning. How are you?
I am well. What are we going to laugh at now that George Bush and Sarah Palin are going away?
Well, I think we'll still have Sarah around for a while.
You think?
Yeah.
That turkey video is something else. Almost put me off my feed.
Well, you know, it's the gift that keeps on giving. I'm just enjoying the heck out of it.
You know, standing there, you couldn't believe, actually. It's one of those things where you go, what? Am I really seeing the governor of Alaska cheerily going on about how terrible the campaign trail is? And they're gutting, you know, taking the heads off turkeys, draining their blood through cones in the background. I'm going, does she understand what she's standing in front of?
Well, that's really kind of what got me. It kind of shows that McCain's handlers are the more adept ones, that no one from her own little group walked behind to see what the camera's point of view would be. That's like basic 101 of handling.
Well, and even if she said yes, you know, it'll be kind of colorful and cool, you would hope to God you would have somebody on your staff to go, Governor, we don't think that'd be a really good idea. I know there are not too many vegetarians up here in Alaska, but, you know, standing in front of turkeys, blood draining out of their necks,
well,
where the guy's turning around to look at you while you're singing is really dumb.
Well, see, you know, if it had really been special, they would have had one of those Mike the Chicken moments in the turkey carcass that had just kept walking.
Or the one everybody's been sending me, the KRP in Cincinnati one where they were bombing turkeys.
Throwing the turkey, yep.
Throwing the turkeys goes, as God in my, what was that line? As God is my witness, I didn't know turkeys.
Can't fly.
Can't fly, that's it. I didn't know turkeys.
Les Nessman.
Les Nessman, that's it. So funny. And so sad, really, when you think about it. But I really am going to be, I did not want to go as far as to say, okay, I'm really glad she's, going to be our candidate. I really was afraid she'd get elected and I would have to move to Argentina. That's what I was really afraid of. I was like, my poor brother, I sent him a note, I said, hi, I'm either, if I can afford it soon, I'm coming to visit for, oh, let's say 3 weeks or 5 years, depending on what happens. Ugh.
She's just a phenomenal, actually, she's a very good politician.
She's great.
Yeah.
She's one of the best I've seen coming. I mean, I can understand why Billy Crystal, the conservative columnist, is in love.
Well, you know, I want to do everything I can to encourage Sarah to keep her face out there in the
Please.
Public.
Please don't let this be your 15 minute of fame. Come back every week to make us laugh, because you've got a website to run and I've got shows to do. So
just an unstoppable mine of goodness.
She really is. She's just so delicious. And her children, did you see that? It was circulating around the web for a while. My favorite campaign picture was the one of her in the Oval Office with, you know, Twinkle and Twig and the names of her next children on the wall of the Oval Office.
Oh, the one that got me was, it's a picture of her in the Oval Office and you click on the different things and things happen.
And no, there were Easter eggs in there? I didn't know that.
Well, maybe it's not the same one, but the one that I got sent to had all these little Easter eggs. And
is it still on BartCop.com?
I'll dig it up and I'll send it to you, and you can have it for tomorrow morning.
Oh, lovely. That sounds
I'd get great. Back on, but with my, you know, lousy dial-up, it takes forever.
I know. No, that's fine.
But it's quite wonderful that you go around the room pressing on different things, and a couple of them, I just sat here, my jaw dropped, and then you start laughing. You know, those are the ones I really enjoy.
Well, she's just so amazingly oblivious to the tone deafness of her. And then they were playing the other day, Drill Baby Drill. That's going to be one of the sound bites that keeps on giving forever. That and the sight of all those pasty white faces. You know, it's the only time, what was the line? I forget who said it. Maybe it was Keith Olbermann who said, oh, look, there are white people running. Oh, no, I think it was John Stewart. White people running around Minneapolis going, help, help, help. We have no convention. Stuck in a public building going, help, help. And it's like, look, all those white people stuck. And it's like, yeah,
well,
go
you know,
figure.
Well, we're going to get an awful lot of that sense of victimization from you know, people that are accustomed to being in charge.
Victimization and creating, you know, and creating enemies. Here we go this morning. I've already had three anti-Islamic calls. Oh, it's all Islam's fault. Islam called the caused the terror in Mumbai. And it's like, no. But, you know, they're going to need somebody to hate, and they're going to pick on everybody. And, you know, racism and anti-Negro stuff, anti-Black, you know, they use the word, they don't use the word Negro. They use the other word, which is why I was stammering. Yeah. All those that N-word stuff is going to come back and be horrifying. It really is. It's going to be just plain awful. It already is.
How else are they going to justify those big paychecks they write to Rush Limbaugh and Bill O'Reilly?
I'd like to think that Rush isn't at Foundation bigoted, particularly since I worked for an African American who still works for him, I think. Who plays Mortimer Snerd on the show, James Golden. But I just, you know, I just don't understand. I often thought of him and tried to write him a couple of times. He never got back to me during this election. And I was thinking, you know, what's going on with this? I mean, how could you listen to that stuff all day is what I always think.
Well, you know, and now that they've decided to fight, you know, the return of the fairness doctrine, that they have a bully pulpit to, you know, carry on about it.
No. They still aren't on three-quarters of the stations in the country. No. They still don't have most of the heads of the radio groups in their back pocket.
Well, there are so many. With deregulation came consolidation, so there's fewer viewpoints than ever.
Thank you, Ronald. Among the many things, we are not thankful for you on this Thanksgiving holiday. You know, I'm almost plumb out of time, so I just wanted to say anything you can share. We can go to BartCop.com and enjoy what these days?
Bart's general sense of humor, and you click on entertainment, and you'll go see my little page.
Cool. And she always thinks up some tasty links, believe you me. My personal friend, have a happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
Enjoy.
And happy Thanksgiving. Don't give a whole lot of turkey to Pedro, but give him a little.
I will. I'll give him a little. I got some sweet potato treats for him too.
Oh, okay.
Dried. They're very cute. They're actually chewy. He likes them. All natural.
Excellent.
Yes. All right, thank you very much, and best to you and your family. Enjoy, because I know you're probably some people like me who always needed a place to go.
Yeah,
Martha G will feed you if you're in L.A., so just
so
you know.
Got the Bachelor Boys today. You're right.
Okay. That's my Martha. Thanks, Martha G. I'm Aaron Hart for Jay Marvin and all of us here. Mike Rotello, thank you very much. I'll see you guys here back tomorrow on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. Once again, we'll be talking God a little bit tomorrow, so get ready. And, of course, commerce. Can't have it without the commerce. We'll talk about that coming up, too. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in on the Jay Marvin Show. Have a happy Thanksgiving. Drive safely. Be kind, one and all. I'm Aaron Hart, and I'm out. Enjoy.